Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Big Bad Morning Show. Me and Rob today. Rob is having a little difficulty in Seattle right now with the equipment, so we'll talk to him in a second. Right now, we got Steve Molesky talking about Orioles baseball. Good morning, Steve.
Ed, good morning.
Morning. Just want to kind of talk about some people we don't ordinarily get to. You know, we talk about Jackson Holliday all the time, and obviously with Gunnar coming back and Adley and all the things that, you know, that go with that. There's some guys on the team that I'm curious what you think right now. And I just want to start with Jorge Mateo. I've always liked Jorge because I think you can't teach speed, and it adds a different element to the game. And people may not realize this, but he's only played in 29 games. Like others have played like 59, 60, 54. He's got 14 steals. That's near the top of the Major League Baseball. So he still does produce on the base paths. The Orioles must see some value in him because they still have him, despite the fact he's only batting 200.
Well, they have always liked Jorge Mateo, and probably more than the fan base, if you hear some of the fan reaction.
Oh, definitely.
And, the other day when he botched that ball in center field, man, he really took a public beating for that. But it's you're right. It's like Buck Showalter said, bring what you can bring. He brings his speed, and he brings some good infield defense. And so we haven't seen him at short. I mean, that's where he plays, but he's obviously not going to play ahead of Gunnar. He's not going to play ahead of Jackson. He's not going to play ahead of Westberg.
Right, yeah.
So he's a bench guy on this team, and right now they need him a little more because the guys keep dropping like flies. But the Orioles have always liked what he brings, and so he's never, outside of a few flashes here and there, hit much in the big leagues, and that's always been holding him back.
Yeah, I've always liked them same, and I'm the lone Mateo fan in this studio. any day, the other guys would like to see him go, I think. I've always liked him though. Anyway, I'm one of my other favorites, who is kind of a fan favorite, but struggling this year, is Ryan Mountcastle. His power numbers are down, only 2 home runs, but the last 7 games he's batting nearly 500, 467, three doubles, I believe. It looked like he's heating up. It looked like Ryan Mountcastle again. We just talked to Ryan Ripken, who said he's, other than Gunnar, he may be the best pure hitter on the team. And he pulls, of course, now he's injured with a hamstring pull. But what do you think of Ryan this year? And were you hopeful when you saw him starting to heat up?
Well, I mean, it's like a curse around this team much of this year. As soon as the guy gets going, Mountcastle get going here the last week or so, then there's an injury. So it's just quite amazing. And I mean, when you think about it, Ed, Mullins, Mountcastle, Kowser, Westberg.
I know.
I mean, that's half a lineup that's not available to the team right now due to injury. And so disappointing. And I just don't know where the power has gone with Ryan. I think he made some adjustments when the wall got moved back to try to be more of an off-field hitter, because he can hit it out anywhere in the ballpark. And he never rediscovered that stroke. And then maybe in trying to rediscover that stroke, there's been some chasing. He's always been a guy who chased some pitches. And so it just never come together for him here. And it's been a long stretch of that. So really disappointed for him that just when some hits started coming, this happened, you know. Just can't buy a break right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He really can't. I really feel bad for him, because I know he's, you know, I know it's like he was to struggle in anything, but he was struggling all season. Gets his groove going. And same with the other guy. I mean, Seti was doing the same thing, having a good year. Still, he's a team in home runs, and then that happens. We had some great pitching outings against the White Sox. He had three pitches go deep in the games. I think Eflin went 7, Morton 6 2/3, Kramer 6. They won, three close games. They finally get a sweep. But no timetable on Grayson. Bradish now August. I thought it was going to be July. August is a long way off. What's your assessment of the pitching staff right now?
I mean, right now it looks really good. One earned run all weekend by the starters against the White Sox. And, I mean, they only scored 9 runs in sweeping that series. So If they have lost a couple of those games, we'd be complaining about the offense this morning. But we're not complaining about it because they only gave up 4 runs. They pitched so well. And Charlie Morton is a revelation how he's turned it around. And to me, this is why teams stick with struggling players, even when they're struggling as badly as he was, with a long track record. And even when they're 41, because they were seeing some things within those struggles that said maybe they won't go on forever. And they haven't. And I mean, right now, yesterday, 45% whiff rate on the curveball. And he's now throwing his curveball 40%+, which was like he did last year. And he just looks like a new man. And it's really welcome right now because, man, they've had a run of pitching. I mean, in their last 6 wins, they've given up 9 runs.
Yeah. I mean, it's been something. It's been something, yeah. And from the 10,000-foot view, we started talking about the imbalance in leagues. And so the Yankees lost a series to the Dodgers this weekend. Then they get swept, but they did lose the series. They got great teams out in the National League West. The Mets have 37 wins, Philly 36. Do you think one league has an advantage over the other this year as far as, you know, the quality of the elite teams?
Well, I mean, I think people think the National League is better right now. I mean, that could change over a few months. We'll see. But the Cardinals, obviously the Orioles saw it firsthand, are playing really well right now. Yeah. And they actually had the best record of any major league team in May. St. Louis and the Yankees had the best on the AL East, 17-9. The Orioles went 9-18 and lost 8.5 games in the month. Can you imagine that? Wow. They lost 8.5 games in the standings in 1 month. They were only 5.5 out, say only, at the end of April, but now they're 14. And so, task is daunting. But the National League looks a little better right now, and I think the Yankees got spanked there over the weekend once or twice.
Oh, they gave away 18 runs. I think the second game was the first game. I forget, but yeah, they got punched around pretty well.
Yeah, and they got the lefty too. Their big ace, they hit him too.
Yeah, surprising. I mean, that's why I brought it up, because I saw some articles on ESPN and MLB.com and all, but is the National League that much more stronger, given what the Dodgers did to the Yankees, and that's why I bring it up, because it's just curious. And when the Orioles were closer, I kept thinking that the Yankees were not unbeatable. They weren't this juggernaut they usually are. But now that we've gotten ourselves in such a deep hole, I kind of think even a wild card's a long shot.
What are they, 14 out, I think, in the division, and they're 9.5 out, last I checked, in the wild card. And, I mean, so they would need to go 19-8 or something like that this month, like St. Louis did in May. And then even then, they'd still be 4 or 5 games under, but at least they'd probably be much better off in the standings. So it's doable. There's enough time, but it's very daunting when you think about what they would have to roll off, and it just don't look like they're capable of rolling that off.
No. All right, Steve, thanks a lot. I always love talking to you. Tell us about Substack and what's going on with you.
Well, thanks, Ed. Yeah, I'm over there for my content this season, and it's been great. Write daily articles. And I have some videos, and I have a podcast now. And my most recently released podcast is J.J. Cooper, Baseball America, really took off. So a lot of people are hearing that. So they can follow me at steveonbaseball.substack.com and come on over and hang out.
All right. You're not going to find anybody more knowledgeable. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ed. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.